USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Following pressure from some Democratic voters, President Biden called for a ceasefire in Gaza while speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that Israel is making sure aid is entering the region.
Israel made the commitment to open the Ashdod port for the direct delivery of assistance into Gaza, to open a new crossing for a new route for assistance to reach North Gaza, and to significantly increase deliveries from Jordan directly into Gaza.
A social media app is doing what they can to warn people of adult content. USA's John Schaefer has the details.
Meta, Instagram's parent company, is introducing measures to safeguard teens from nude images. A new feature will identify photos containing nudity and automatically blur them when shared with users under 18.
The CDC is investigating fake Botox injections. A CDC spokesman saying the injections were administered in non-medical settings. The source is not yet known. The CDC is working with Tennessee and Illinois health departments where illnesses have been reported several times. President Biden's new student debt relief plan is estimated to cost taxpayers around $84 billion. That amount comes from analysis in a Penn Wharton budget model. The plan could be put in place before the November election. House Speaker Mike Johnson is set to make an appearance alongside Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. The two are set to hold a news conference Friday focused on election integrity. The event comes as Johnson is facing some threats from Republicans to oust him as Speaker if he moves forward with Ukraine funding. Golf's first major is taking place this weekend in Augusta National as the Masters is underway. Round one was delayed due to darkness because it was delayed at the start because of bad weather. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. That's 800-540-9750.
Remembrances are continuing to come in after news that O.J. Simpson has died.
O.J. Simpson, 76, has passed away after battling cancer. Despite being acquitted of the notorious murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman, in the 1990s, Simpson faced legal troubles in 2008, resulting in a 33-year prison sentence for robbery and kidnapping, though he was granted parole in 2017. Renowned for his career in the NFL with the Buffalo Bills and San Francisco 49ers, Simpson transitioned into a prominent figure in entertainment, starring in movies, TV shows, and commercials, including his iconic role as Mr. Hertz. His later years were marked by accusations, social media presence, and controversies.
A group of 19 Republican lawmakers sided with Democrats to block an effort to renew FISA Section 702, which gives the federal government warrantless surveillance powers of foreign citizens abroad. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley tells Fox News that there must be changes to the bill.
I think we've got to reform Section 702. I am not in favor of just renewing it without serious reforms. We have seen major abuses. Americans have been spied on. We know that the FBI improperly used the secret database 280,000 times.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.